Hey there, this is Dana Mills from the great state of Kansas. From the heart of rural America, coast to coast, and across the globe, welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day podcast.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to show number 75 of the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day podcast. Thrilled, of course, to be bringing you yet another episode, and would love to hear where you listen in from. If you would just send me a tweet, at Jackie Almer, just let me know. Gosh, I've heard from Barbados, from Nigeria. I've heard from a lot of different exciting, fun places. The UK, Grand Cayman, just different places. New Jersey. And I would love to know where you're listening in from. So just hop to Twitter really quickly, whether you're listening on your phone or a tablet or your laptop or whatever. Just shoot me over a tweet at Jackie Almer. Just let me know where you're listening to the podcast from. Just put listening to the podcast from wherever. That would just be fun. I would love to know. All right, so today we're going to talk about becoming a builder in your business and income-producing activities. So what does it mean, really, to become a builder in your business? Well, I think no matter where you are, whether you're struggling, getting started, struggling partway through, falling into management mode, or maybe you're just smoking it, either way, hopefully this will help you move your own self and your own business forward, and if not you, you know, the rest of your team. And don't forget, my Inner Circle coaching program is open, jackieelmer.com/coach, if you're looking for really nitty-gritty, the nuts and bolts, all in one place of how to build a successful network marketing business online and offline. Okay, so the biggest key to becoming a successful builder in your network marketing business is to make sure that every day you spend the bulk of your time focused on what we call income-producing activities. It's so easy to get bogged down in the business and think that we are working on their business when 90% of that time is spent doing stuff that really makes us no money, doesn't generate leads or prospect, and doesn't really lead to the potential of generating income for us in our business. So let's talk about, what are the income-producing activities? What are those things that you need to be focusing on? Well, there's no doubt that there's only one thing produces income for us in our business, assuming you're with a legitimate network marketing company, and that is moving product into the marketplace. Some type of sale of product or service needs to take place in order for us to get paid. Even signing up a new distributor, and while there may be bonuses and different things associated with that, it still ultimately involves the movement of product. We don't get just sponsoring bonuses. If you do, you better look closely, because you might be in a pyramid scheme. If some type of product movement needs to take place in order to get that bonus, then you are fine. So let's take a look. Most people have typically 10 to 15 hours a week that they can solidly and consistently put into building their business. Now, I'm talking about people who are serious. You know, most people who say, yeah, I have 5 hours a week, that's a hobby business. I'm just sorry, but it really and truly is. 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, or 10 to 15 hours a week, broken up however you want to do it, is really what it's going to take to build a successful business. I just want to shoot straight with you there. So what you need to do is track, where are you spending the bulk of that time? If you're spending that time listening to conference calls and sorting through email and, you know, redoing a Word document for a flyer, or just different things like that, busy work that make us feel like we're working our business, those are not income-producing activities, and they're not going to move you forward. Is there a time and place for those? Sure, absolutely. I'm not suggesting that, you know, it's not important to clean the floors in Starbucks, you know, as part of the daily drill. Of course, those things are important too. But you have to focus first and foremost on those income-producing activities. And what is that? That is, more than anything, opening your mouth and talking to a new prospect, or opening your mouth and following up with someone you've already talked to about the business. Now, I know you've heard it before, but it truly is a sorting game. You want to work the numbers as quickly as you can. And by work the numbers, I don't mean to make people a number. People are not numbers. What I mean is to work the numbers quickly. Those introductory phone calls where you just quickly call and say, hey, I'm in a hurry. I know you're busy too. I have a business question I'd like to ask you. I'm just curious if you ever keep your options open for a plan B and diversifying your income, other ways to make money, maybe benefiting from, you know, all the new technologies and taking advantage of what the internet offers and having an internet business. Whatever it is, you'll know what that is for you. You'll absolutely know what that is for you, what that opening line is going to be to grab someone's attention and just get them to simply say, yes, I'd be interested in taking a look. No, thank you. I'm too busy right now. Check back with me, whatever, and then asking for referrals. That's really what you want to do. That is the primary income producing activity that you want to involve yourself in on a regular basis. Just simply reaching out and asking the question, are you open to looking? This is not a convincing business. This is strictly a sorting business. And I really want to, you know, get that impressed upon you. Sometimes we get bogged down in the same 20 prospects, same people on our list because we think they'd be great, because they need the business, because of a host of other things that really aren't in any way what's going to move them forward in the business, because they're not open, they're not looking. This is a sorting business. Let that concept empower you to become a top recruiter. It's not your job. If you go through 20 people and you get 20 no's, yes, you may want to 20 people who won't even look. Yes, you may want to get with your sponsor and look back and see what are you saying? What are those opening lines? What are you doing that could be correct, could be need to be tweaked a little bit or whatever. But don't let those 20 people determine your success or failure. It truly is a sorting game and a numbers game and a circling back around game to those people who say no in the beginning. Your business needs people, there's no doubt about that, but there's not any one person that you need. And I don't care that you thought Susie Q was going to absolutely be the one to tear it up and that you were going to make riches together. Maybe now's not the right time for her. That doesn't mean she won't ever come back around, but you've got to know that you've got to keep going. You've got to pick up that pace and you've got to be willing to sort through the numbers. Now, I know I hear a lot of people saying, gosh, I'm so busy. Here's what I want to challenge you to do. I want you to find 3 15-minute blocks of time in your day. Ideally, if you can stretch that and make it 4, I want you to look in your calendar and find 3 to 4 15-minute blocks of time that you can commit to on a daily basis. They do not have to be the same time frame each day because different things, you know, open up for us in different ways. Maybe you have 15 minutes dropping the kids off here where you can quickly pull over and make some calls before you have to be here. Maybe you can get up 15 minutes earlier. Maybe you can stop in the Starbucks parking lot. I always say that. A lot of times I suggest using the Starbucks parking lot because you can usually get free Wi-Fi there, and sometimes you need it to finish up your activities. But if I can challenge you to find 3 to 4 15-minute blocks of time in your day that you will just commit to doing the number one income producing activity, and that is making quick, short phone calls to invite people to take a look. Let them know you're in a hurry. You don't have time to explain right now. Could you send them over a link to a video that they could watch? Could you schedule them for a teleconference call, a webinar? Whatever it is that you use, whatever your system is that you use with your particular company, if you can do that, you will absolutely rock this business. And the best thing about that is, now you've got a system, you've got a concept, you've got something that's highly duplicatable for everyone on your team. Because I promise you, everyone who's serious about building a business will find 3 to 4 15-minute blocks of time in every single day to do those income-producing activities. I want to stress about this is once you begin to duplicate and get people onto your team, don't stop, don't hesitate, don't let up on your full focus income producing activities yourself. So often there becomes a tendency to turn around and look back behind us and say, okay, you guys, now I'm going to focus all my time on you. You need to be doing this. You have to stay in leadership mode and pushing your own business forward and helping people see that this is what we do on a regular basis. Focus on those income producing activities. All right, if you have a question, tweet me over at @JackieElmer on Twitter and just use the hashtag AskJackie. go to jackieelmer.com/question. And if you don't have my free report, Profit in Your PJs, 8 Easy Steps to Create Your Dream Business Online and Offline, go over to profitinyourpjsnow.com and grab that. Also, I would love a review from you on iTunes. That's what helps let me know that I'm doing the right thing. You can just go to jackieelmer.com/iTunes and leave me a review and a rating. That really helps. And, you know, I do shout outs on the show and also enter you into a drawing for a free month of coaching at jackieelmer.com/coach. So thanks so much for listening. And as always, until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check, and good luck to you in your business. I'll see you at the top.